sure you don't put it over here.
I will put it over there. I will put it over there. So.
Don't, make sure you don't put it over here.
What I wanted to do was just share with you. I won't put it over there. So. My journey to using the Periscope application. And it starts off with Blackboard Collaborate. So can I get a show of hands who use Blackboard? And it starts off with Blackboard Collaborate. And who has used Blackboard Collaborate? Okay. So can I get a show of hands who use Blackboard? And who has used Blackboard Collaborate? Okay, what was your experience, Gail?
It was hard, actually.
Okay, what was your experience, Gail?
It was hard, actually. We were doing it between two campuses at the time, and that's a problem. It didn't work well, and the students were kind of clumsy, is what I heard. Because we were doing it between two campuses at the time, and that's a problem.
Would you explain what Blackboard Collaborate is?
Yes.
I teach online, but we use it. So, would you explain what Blackboard Collaborate is? Different platform is Love Clouds. So I'm very functionally know, I very little know about Blackboard. Because I teach online, but we use it. That we have a question, different platform is Love Clouds. Posted and students have to respond to those posts and discussions and so forth. That we have a question posted and students have to respond. what is Collaborate is?
Well, Collaborate is a great tool.
Where articles post and discussions and so on.
You can actually interact live with students.
Okay. Is that what is Collaborate is?
Well, Collaborate is a great tool. So you can have actually a video feed. If you can actually interact live with students. It also has a whiteboard where you can actually write on the whiteboard. You can actually do screen sharing. You were mentioning that before. So you can have actually a video feed. Share your screen. Students can also chat. It also has a whiteboard where you can actually write on the whiteboard. And then you can also record that whole interaction. You can actually do screen sharing. You were mentioning that before. So it's multifaceted. You can share your screen. Students can also chat, and then you can also record that whole interaction.
Without being there on time, you just record
it. So it's multifaceted. Yeah, well, you can do
it without being there on time, you just record
it. So actually, you can record your Blackboard Collaborate.
And then have them to watch it.
Yeah, well, you can do it. I call it broadcast, and it's actually there. So actually, you can record your Blackboard Collaborate in the Blackboard course shell. Great thing about it, you can I call it broadcast, and it's actually there. You can convert it to an MP3 or an MP4. That's what I was asking before. And then you can upload that to YouTube in the Blackboard course shell. Great thing about it, you can actually convert it to an MP3 or an MP4. That's what I was asking. So, did that answer your question?
Yes.
Asking before, and then you can upload that to YouTube. Okay, great. Thank you. That was a good question. So, the story. So, did that answer your question?
Yes.
Unfolds with Blackboard Collaborate and this man.
Okay, great. Thank you.
That was a good question. So, the story. Mark Beyer. He's a very interesting man. He unfolds with Blackboard Collaborate and this man. How did I meet Mark Beyer? Well, I met Mark Beyer. I work out at a place here in Chicago called Shred 415. Mark Beyer. He's a very interesting man. How did I meet Mark Beyer? Well, I met Mark Beyer is actually a trademark by, I work out at a place here in Chicago called Shred 415. At Shred 415. But besides that, Mark Beyer is actually a trainer. He owns his own protein bar company, which is sold at Shred 415. But besides that, all around Whole Foods, what happened, called Mark Bar, named after him. He owns his own protein bar company, which is sold So, I was all around Whole Foods, what happened, called Mark Bar, named after him. So, I was always curious as to how he got into this protein bar business. So one day I took his class. After taking the class, we had some locker room talk, and I found out, No video. So, while we're in the locker room, I mean, like I said, he's an interesting man. He told me his whole story. So, while we're in the locker room, he grew up in Ohio, studied accounting. He told me his whole story. Then he moved to California, where he switched gears. And actually started studying culinary arts. He grew up in Ohio, studied accounting. Then he moved to California, where he switched gears. Started a catering company, met his wife, and actually started studying culinary arts. She's a nurse, they moved to Chicago, and then he started a catering company, met his wife. So I'm like, wow, this is a great story. Students would love to hear this. This would be really great, you know. They started this company. So I'm like, wow, this is a great story. They find a lot of value in that. So this is where my collaborate comes in. So at that time, I was teaching students would love to hear this. This would be really great, you know. Intro to Finance course online, we use Blackboard. Find a lot of value in that. So, this is where the collaborate comes in. So at that time, I was teaching. So I said, this will be great. Let's set up a collaborate session. Intro to Finance course online, we use Blackboard. So we scheduled a meeting And initially, so I said, this will be great. Let's set up a collaborate session. I had to send him a link because he's not part of the course. So we scheduled a meeting, and initially, I mean, we couldn't get it to work. I couldn't get him how to figure it out. So we rescheduled the meeting. I had to send him a link because he's not part of the course. Which was great. Got the link, was able to. I mean, we couldn't get it to work. To guide him through. It took about 15 minutes. He was able to come in. Couldn't get him how to figure it out. So we rescheduled the meeting. To the collaborate session. And I mean, which was great. Got the link. Was able to guide him through. It took about 15 minutes. He was able to come in. Was better than the locker room talk. I mean, he was on there, he was telling into the collaborate session, and I mean, it was better than the locker room talk. I mean, he was on there, he was telling in detail, he was so passionate about sharing to the students, and he talked for about an hour. I mean, I went in detail, he was so passionate about sharing to the students, and it was just amazing. Guess what? I forgot. And he talked for about an hour. I mean, I would push. Record. So it was just amazing. But guess what? I forgot. Push. Record. So the only one who heard that story was me. So after that, the only one who heard that story was me. And we never connected again. We never connected again. I told you. So after that, apologized and said, listen, Mom, I'm sorry. I did what he was like, well, you know. And we never connected again. We never connected again. I told him. I apologized and said, listen, Mom, I'm sorry. I did what he was like, well, you know. He talked for over an hour. I mean, so. After that, I said, I'm not going through this again. He talked for over an hour. I mean, so after that, I said, I'm not going through this again. I've got to find a way to actually be able to bring a guest speaker into the online and find a way to actually be able to bring a guest speaker into the online environment for my students. So what I found out, environment for my students. So what I found out, that's a picture of me and my dad, Dr. Akpan, but who was a guest speaker in one of my classes. So I used Hangout. At that time, Hangout. That's a picture of me and my dad, Dr. Akpan, but who was a guest speaker in one of my classes. So I used Hangout. At that time, Hangout Air was a separate entity, now it's part of YouTube. So on air was a separate entity, now it's part of YouTube, but I would use that. So when I had a guest speaker, I would have my students to send questions, but I would use that. So when I had a guest speaker, I'd give them a deadline, they'd email me the questions, I forward them to the guest. I would have my students to send questions. I give them a deadline. They email me the questions. I forward them to the guest speaker. It's great. Then the guest speaker would come down to my office where we would actually sit. I'd record it. It's great. Then the guest speaker would come down to my office. And I'm pushing record, so it's working, right? So office where we would actually sit, I'd record it, and I'm pushing record, so it's working, right? So we push record, we do everything, they have the opportunity to speak and tell their story to the students and shit. So we push record, we do everything, they have the opportunity to speak and tell their story to the students and share what they'd like to share. That worked out great. It was amazing. I still do it. I have to share what they'd like to share. That worked out great. My YouTube channel, etc. But I'm at this level. I still do it. I have my YouTube channel, etc. But I met this lady, Mrs. Farisa Knox. I call her a serial entrepreneur. She wrote a book, Mrs. Farisa Knox. I call her. She's got her own blog. She's got an app. She's a serial entrepreneur. She wrote a book. She has so many things going on. Again, just like with Mark Bach, she's got her own blog. She's got an app. Wow, it would be great for her to be a guest. So many things going on. Again, just like with Mark Byer. Wow, it would be great for her to be a guest in my online course. Now, and she was a guest in my online course. Now, and she was very eager, willing to meet with the students, share her experience. The only problem is she's busy. Very eager, willing to meet with the students, share her experience. So we would schedule and schedule, reschedule and reschedule again. And the problem was she'd have. So we would schedule and schedule, reschedule and come to my office, right? And reschedule again. And the problem was she'd have. Sit there and it just didn't work. Come to my office, right? And sit there and it just didn't work. So I call this serendipity in the form of my student. Named Melissa. So Melissa, she really liked my YouTube videos. And she told me, she said, professor named Melissa. So Melissa, she really liked my you need to try out this app. It's called Periscope. My YouTube videos. And she told me, she said, professor got to try it. Repeatedly, she messaged me about it. You need to try it. You need to try out this app. It's called Periscope. It went in one ear and out the other. Yep. You got to try it repeatedly. She messaged me about it. You need to try it. I didn't listen to her until one day, for whatever reason. It went in one ear and out the other. Yep. I didn't listen to her until one day, for whatever reason, I'm playing on my phone. I download the app, and just like I showed you, I went all over the world and watched people in Brazil. I'm playing on my phone. I download the app, and just like I showed you, I went all over the world and watched people in Brazil and in California. I said, wait a minute. I could use this app to actually do the interview in Brazil and in California. I said, wait a minute. I could use this app to actually do the interview with Mrs. Knox. So I called her up. I said, hey, listen, let's do that interview with Mrs. Knox. Shouldn't take too long. You don't have to go anywhere. I'll come call her up. I said, hey, listen, let's do that interview. Come to your office. She said, you're going to come to my office? You're going to bring a camera? Shouldn't take too long. You don't have to go anywhere. I'll come. I'm a crew. How are you going to do that? I said, no. I've got my cell phone. Come to your office. She said, you're going to come to my office? You're going to bring a camera crew? How are you going to do that? I said, no. I've got my cell phone, and I've got Periscope. She said, what? She didn't believe it up until we were actually in her office. So the great thing, I've got Periscope. She said, what? She didn't believe it. The thing was, went to her office. She had one of her assistants up until we were actually in her office. So the great thing is that she didn't even leave the room, her office. We just pulled two chairs. Went to her office. She had one of her assistants. She didn't even leave the room, her office. We just pulled two chairs up. She had one of her assistants take my cell phone. We broadcast live. Great thing. Some of the students up. She had one of her assistants take my cell phone. We brought who are on Twitter and who follow me, they're able to interact. Cast live. Great thing. Some of the students who are on Twitter and who follow me, they're able to interact. Because with this app, you can actually type in questions. So we did that. You see her with that sheet of paper, she's reading the questions. Because with this app, you can actually type in questions. Students already sent in. It was great. So we did that. You see her with that sheet of paper, she's reading the questions. It was about 23 minutes. I was in her office for about half an hour. Students already sent in. It was great. Did that. Left. Video is still 23 minutes. I was in her office for about half an hour. To my cell phone. I converted MP4 and then uploaded it to YouTube. Did that, left. Video is YouTube. That's where the question about the closed captioning. So I was able with YouTube to use that closed captioning. And there you have it. To my cell phone, I converted MP4 and then uploaded it to YouTube. That's where the question about the closed captioning. So I was able with. That's how I use Periscope to actually YouTube to use that closed caption. And there you have it. Bring in guest speakers, not only for the online course, it could be for face to face or whatever. That's how I use Periscope to actually. Bring in guest speakers, not only for the online course, it could be for questions.
So, well, so do you need your phone? Could
you face or whatever. Any. Questions.
So do you need your phone? Could you... Does that work?
It would work. The only thing is she would have the video. So what happens when you can set the app.
She has a Periscope app on her phone and you wouldn't even have to go there? Or...
So when you're broadcasting, it records and saves directly to yourself.
Does that work?
It would work. The only thing is she would have the video. Gallery. So then I'd have to get that video. So what happens when you can set the app. So when you're broadcasting, it records and saves directly to yourself.
She could send it to you.
She's good, potentially.
You wouldn't have the live.
Phone's gallery. So then I'd have to get that video.
Questions.
Right, potentially. And they are from her. I don't want to do any changes. There are ways where I could view her broadcast and then copy.
She could send it to you.
She's good, potentially.
You wouldn't have a live.
Copy it and then. Maneuver it, so that's true. There are ways to do that.
Questions. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Potentially. Right. And there are
do your students put the little hearts and
they there are ways where I could view her broadcast and then it got in there and just get a little parts and everything on there. And copy it and then maneuver it. So that's true. There are ways to do that. It was great.
I can think of a
lot. Do your students put the little hearts and
they
that just for like the screen capture too.
Yeah, it got in there and just get a little hearts and everything on there. It was great.
I can think of a lot for yourself as well.
Screen capture, you can.
Lots of uses for this now. You can do that just for like the screen capture too.
You do a virtual like field trip. I mean, it's a lot of great uses. A lot of great uses.
For yourself as well.
Screen capture. You can do a virtual, like, field trip. I mean, it's...
Other question? We have 20 seconds.
A lot of great uses.
Final speaker before we can come back to lots of questions, because I know that I'm building up my question list right now, is David.